Miley Cyrus becomes one of three females to do this.
And I get to guess?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. It's not host SNL. Is it a hosting gig?
No, has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Does it have to do with music?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. One of three females grace the cover of GQ.
1 billion streams on Spotify. 1 billion.
1 billion?
Who's the other two?
Okay, so 1 billion streams. If Miley Cyrus is one of three.
She just reached it with her new album. She got there. So who are the other two women in that exclusive group?
I'm going to say, is it current? Are they current artists, the other two?
Well, I don't think many older artists have hit 1 billion streams.
Okay. All right. So female. So Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Am I right?
You are right.
Okay. Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus. And the third is Taylor Swift.
Very good. That's all three. I would have said Beyonce, but no, it's Miley Gaga and Taylor Swift. What do most of those have in common?
The women, the three women?
Yeah. They've all been on this show.
Oh, that's right. Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift have all been on this show. Actually, Taylor twice. I've interviewed her twice. So wait a second. So I just want to tell you, you fell into that Beyonce trap. I've fallen into that Beyonce trap before myself, where you think like Beyonce is the biggest star on the planet.
No, she's not. She don't sell that many records.
That's the thing. If you think about it, I mean, how many hits has she had? Like when you and
two.
I, what, right. Well, even when we did Top 40, if we played any Beyonce, it was really a Destiny's Child song. We played Single Ladies and maybe once in a while Who Run the World Girls.
But Irreplaceable or whatever.
Irreplaceable, right, exactly.
That was the other one.
But she's not like full of hits. If you think about it, like Taylor Swift has had a ton of hits and Miley Cyrus and Lady Gaga.
Miley hasn't had that many bona fide hits though. You know, this new album pushed her over the edge. I don't know why, unless it's getting a lot of airplay, which I don't know. But yeah, so if you want to reach 1 billion streams, you come on this show.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go. That's the one thing I thought of when I saw that. I was like, ha ha, you got the Anthony and Cooper mojo all over you.
And let me tell you, we were supposed to have Selena Gomez on the show, but the day that she came to do the show, she did another show, and then she was going to come to us next, but that ran late, and she was going to somewhere else, and now look, she's nowhere even close to 1 billion.
She's not even at 100 right now.
Not even at 100, so you missed your chance, sucker. Well, you know, you and I used to do that back in the day. So when we had our syndicated radio show, here's my favorite thing. Okay, you don't even, I think you've seen books. Like, if I showed you a picture of a book, you'd be like, oh, that's a book. Like, you can identify what a book is.
I have a book in here. Oh, wait, hold on. It's stuck. Hold on. There you go. I have one book because we had this guy on the show.
Okay, that's right. So you never read that book because you don't read.
No,
I had the book laying around because we had the guy on the show. But
right.
So when you and I were first doing our show, I don't know if you know this, but we used to have a lot of like celebrity authors on, and their books would do really well. So we became known as, if you're a celebrity and you have a book out, whether it's like a cookbook or anything else, come on our show because you could sell books. Which is the most ironic thing, because of the three of us, I was the only person who even read anything.
And I don't believe you actually read a book. I think you read Twitter, but I don't think you've actually read a book. I've never seen you read a book.
Well, because when would you see somebody reading a book? I mean, I read books.
No, you never
all the
had
time.
A book in your bedroom when we lived together. You've never been around a book.
No, that's not true. By then, I was listening.
You've read all the books by then.
I read all the books there were to read. There were no more books to read. I was waiting for new ones to come out. No, because I was listening to books by then, so I was no longer reading
books.
So
does that count? Does that count as reading the book if you listen to it?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Because you're not actually reading it. Somebody's reading it to you.
Well, it depends what you're thinking of counting. Like, okay, so have I gotten the content of the book into my brain, and have I processed it and like thought of it? Yeah, of course I have. And by the way, I did read books when we were living together, because when I moved back, I had a stack of books and I had read all of them, and I was like, should I give them away? So I read plenty, just because I didn't read in front of you.
Because
I don't read in front of you. You don't read in front of people. I would go to bed. Yeah, I'd be in my pajamas. Mm-hmm. You'd be in your bedroom.
Yeah, TV was on. That was not reading. But I've listened to a bunch of books.
Okay.
But I haven't read them. I think that counts. Them. Okay. So I then listening- I, yeah. I've read tens of books. When I used to drive from North Carolina to New York, I would get a bunch of books on tape. Because that would keep me awake. But it'd be like, you know, the Van Halen biography or something like that. I read all Sammy Hagar's books. It's the only thing I read.
But that's reading. And that's the thing. I remember you used to do that. And you would come and you'd be like, oh, I heard this great book. And you would tell me all about it. But yeah, that's what I mean. You and I were listening to books at the time. There were a couple of books that I ended up having to read because they were not available on Audible. But I think that counts. But it doesn't count for like reading, like your brain connecting with words. So I think you actually have to. What I'm doing now is I'm reading a book and then I'm listening. I'm going back and forth. I read one, I listen to one. I read one, I listen to one.
Yeah, you've had 7 books. I've read this many, none. And you even have one on Audible, and I haven't listened to that one.
You didn't even listen to my book?
No.
What a jerk.
I don't think I've read one word of any of your books.
We had the lady on who was hired to read my book, and you liked her, and she was hot.
She was great. Loved her.
And she did an amazing job.
I'm not giving you money. I have to buy it.
If I send you a copy, I've sent you copies of my books, and you've never read any of them.
Okay. You never sent me an audio copy.
Well, because I don't have access to, I don't work for Audible.
So you have to buy your own book.
I did. They bought the, no joke, you'll love this. They bought the rights to my book and they sent me a link that if I wanted to listen to it, I have 30 days to listen to it. I couldn't even download it. It was like, you can listen, but then after that, you've got to buy your own book.
You have to buy your own book.
Yeah.
How do you explain that to the accountant? I had to buy my own book. That's why I just spent $20.
That's right. So no, I've sent you copies, but if you remember, what you do is you tear the pages.
I rip them up, yes.
You rip them up. Yeah, that's our thing, that we give away a page on the air because we're such a high tech.
Yeah, I've ripped
pages. There's such good prizes here.
I've ripped your book, but I haven't read your book.
There's a problem there.
Because if I probably came out with a book, you might read it. I would think.
What would your book be about? Like, if you came up with a book, what would your book be about?
I have no idea. Radio, dealing with impossible women. That would be a good one. So you would have to read that because that would, I have no idea.
I'd have to read that book so I'd know how many times I have to sue you. My attorney would make sure I've read the book to make sure that everything in it was accurate.
I wouldn't use your real name. Pooper.
Sure. Pooper Parents.
Pooper Parents did this. She's so mean. Yeah, so maybe one day if you send it to me, I'll listen to it.